Thank you for holding. Is this Taylor?
This is.
Hey, Taylor. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have, I guess. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Allie. They asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
Not really. So basically what I'm purchasing from you guys is Front Page to come up as a sponsor on when somebody types in my services. It has nothing to do with, you would just use my website, correct?
I could put you on the first page without a website. I know you have one. I mean, we could hyperlink it to the Google Business profile, but you don't actually need the website to be on the first page of Google.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Awesome.
Yep. Why, is there a problem with your website right now?
No. Long story short, I hired somebody and they were just doing a shit job, but then they had the rights to the
domain.
What you call it.
Domain. I see it.
Yeah,
it's Town Square? Town Square Interactive?
Yeah, they're fucking horrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
know those guys
just,
actually.
Yeah, no, it was just, and then for months and months they were calling me saying I owed them like thousands, and then the dollar amount kept going down. And yeah, and then I did the dollar amount just kept going down and down and down, and they're like, oh, you didn't cancel, you just put a pause on it. I'm like, I canceled it. Like,
it's gonna be a while.
So anyhow, I didn't have that domain work, so we actually changed the business name since then. That was part of the reason for that, plus we were doing new services, providing other things. And so, I do need help with the website, but I can figure that out. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. I mean, maybe I could help you with the website, too. Just the major benefit to you is the placement, though. Like, we're a premier Google partner. We're not a local SEO service like Townsquare. So with Google, we have requirements where, like, we can only work with one guy per industry per area. So for this particular category, we only have one spot open. Once we start working with you, we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. So your competitors are going to be working with another premier Google partner, or our competitors, basically. And we want to kind of have you outrank them and make more. So,
what are we talking about price-wise? Like, what are we looking at?
Yeah, that's what I was messing with right now. I was trying to see what I could do because you're going to need your Google Business profile, and I got to do like a name, address, and phone number cleanup for this business name. There's like nothing that shows up for this business name on Google anyway as like its own independent profile. And then I wanted to see what I could do about also getting the website included in the package at no additional cost. Because the main goal for us is to fill the position. You know, if I can sweeten the deal by throwing in the website for you, I will. We got to buy you another domain, though. I know that's where they're going to be like, because this domain is owned by Townsquare, I could tell. All right. I see what we got to do here.
Yeah,
and then you have that domain.
The business name is Totality. We're Midwest Square Customs now, not...
I know.
Railroad.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, we'll get you a domain for the new business name, but that's why I got to do a cleanup because, like, you know, anything that has to do with your business address or phone number, or even that old website, we want to clear that up. Like, you have some online listings I just found on like Home Advisor by Angie, where that old website's still on that directory that you're using. So, you know, we want to clear up those discrepancies. Man. Okay. I mean, I could do this. So, do you get texting on this number?
I do. Yeah, this is my cell.
Okay, here. I want to show you so that way you can see it. Shoot you a text here with a link to the pricing page. Looks like we talked to you last year twice. Once in March and once in October. Seems like every 6 months.
Sure. Let's see. Okay. All right, I got the link pulled up.
So if you scroll down underneath the Google Partner Badge, you'll see these six different packages.
Okay.
Okay, so what I was thinking we could do, I don't think you need like a Premier package. The Premier packages include like Google Ads too, but there's nobody in this area that's actually running a Google ad. So I mean, if you wanted to be at the very top and it says sponsored next to it, we could do a Premier package, but I don't think you need it. This already covers like a 40-mile radius. And so unless you're trying to cover more than 40 miles or just really want to have the business at the very tip top of the page with that sponsored link on it, it's a pay-per-click campaign. But what I was thinking would be ideal is if I could put you on the regular platinum. If you scroll down where it says local bundle plus Facebook ads, you'll see three different packages, Essential Pro Platinum. And then the platinum has like a little ribbon. It says most popular around it.
Okay.
It's the last package down. I was thinking I can put you on this platinum, but if you want to come on board with us today, I can do it for the essential package pricing structure. And then I'll put in a request to have the setup fee reduced to just a one-time payment of $99 instead of $299, because you're going to need the NAP cleanup with the name change and everything, and we're going to have to like re-pin verify you. So the initial investment would be $398, and then each month moving forward, it'll go down to $299, and then you'll keep that pricing structure for the Platinum Bundle for as long as you guys want to stay with us.
Okay, no contract. And would there be a contract or no?
No, it's month to month, no contract. So I'll waive that part too. We usually ask for a 2-month contract
I didn't want to do a year contract now, just in case, like, you know, for some reason I don't, you know, it doesn't end up working out in a few months and I'm not seeing the results. I'm not saying you guys aren't going to provide, but I'm just saying, you know, hypothetically, you know, it's happened before with us getting signed up with people, and that's why I'm so skeptical about, you know, even talking to somebody when they call. But Allie was professional, and I kind of heard her out. So,
yeah,
you know, I would, if you're willing to do that, we can go ahead and get that signed up right now for the $398 today.
Okay, so I'm gonna create the Google Business Profile. On the first page, you can only have one phone number listed for Midwest Square Customs. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 941. Okay, perfect. I'm still going to do the name, address, and phone number cleanup, but I just want to make sure everything's accurate. I don't want to use any old information, so I'm just going to verify everything with you. And then I noticed you have a partner there. Do you want to have them added to the profile to be able to make changes and have access to like the site and everything, the tracking system?
No, that's okay.
I'm not good with phones.
Okay. Oh, okay. No problem. I mean, most guys I work with aren't, you know, that's probably half the reason they hire us in the first place, you know. You guys are great at,
sure,
you know, building stuff, but the computers are foreign till we come in and help you,
sure,
out. But
100%. I even try to get my wife to help us out with this, but she's got kids at home and she's pregnant, so I was like, okay, abort, you know.
Well, you're going to hit a wall at some point. Don't abort the kids. No, but no, you're going to hit a snack. You're going to want a Google partner in there to make sure that you're getting first page placement. I mean, the website and everything's good, but if you're not showing up at the moment people are searching, then you're missing out on a lot. So,
sure.
What's your last name, Taylor?
It's Rehm, R-E-H-M.
Okay. And then what's the business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because I put you on that discounted pricing structure, and then I'll also send over an invoice receipt so you can write it off.
Okay. Perfect.
What's the business email?
Business email is MidwestSquareCustoms@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, and there was an old address for you. It might still be relevant, but I just had down at 8429 Lorraine Road, and it's showing PMB 112.
Yeah, let's go ahead and change that.
Okay.
And I'll
I'm ready
when you're ready. Okay,
yeah, I'm ready.
So 1190.
Oh, 1190.
No, 1169 0.
Oh, 690. Okay.
Rolling with an R, Rolling Green Drive.
Okay, I found it. Is it Bradenton?
Yep.
And it's 34211?
Correct.
Okay. You're going to get that PIN verification letter in the mail. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. There's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when it comes in.
Okay, got you. And then, John, I'm actually about, I'm in the process of changing my last name. It's going to be hyphenated with my wife, so it's going to be Lord Rim. But for purposes as of right now, it's still legally Rim. So just, I don't know, if, I do want to change that eventually, but just throw
okay.
it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a phone call, so I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that will help me with fulfillment and, like, building your website and everything. But, you know, if you want something done quickly like that where you just want to change a name or change something on the profile, just give me a call and I can get in there and swap it out for you.
Okay. Right on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just sent you the number right now, so it should come through here in just a second. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
7 to 7 is fine.
7 to 7, okay. And do you go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Okay, so Monday through Sunday. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
All right.
Hello.
Update. IOUs, don't do that. The check bounces,
no.
That'd be a bad day.
we've had a couple check bounce, and it was...
Yeah, that's awkward, you know? It's like, I know where you live.
Yeah. One of the ladies lived like an hour away, and I'm like, oh my God. I made her meet us halfway to give me another check, and then she gave us another check, and then she called me back and said, no, I gave you too much. Don't cash that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I already snapped it in mobile banking. And you didn't get me too much. Same amount.
Yeah. Like, hey, you want me to come over there and rip your floor back up or what?
Oh, we discussed
it. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so do you have license, insurance? I know some stuff's not required by state, but you have both?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's I'm going to send you your verification form. Right now, so that way you have it. I know they're going to send you another one automatically, but I'll need you to fill this out over the weekend. And then on Monday, we're going to want to do a client interview with you. Or actually, I could even do a client interview today if you're available between like 5 and 6 this afternoon.
Probably not. Monday would be better. Today's kind of crazy. You guys kind of caught me in the middle of something, but I had a little bit of downtime while I'm waiting for this tile to be brought up in my truck.
If we could do it today, I think it would be a good idea, because if you're going to pay us today and we could start working today, like, we could buy the domain and everything, and I could have them, like, start working on, like, a rough draft over the weekend, if we,
okay.
you know, are able
so
to pick your brain.
What time did you say today? 5 to 6?
Yeah, but I could do 2 to 3. I have a 4 to 5, a 5 to 6, and a 6 to 7. Eastern Standard.
Well, we're on Central. Oh, wait. Oh, no, we are on Eastern.
Oh.
Yeah, we're on Eastern. No,
yeah,
we're
I'm like, you're in Florida.
five to six is good.
5 to 6? Okay. I'll send you a calendar invitation, Taylor, and then I'll text you, like, 1 hour before, just as a heads up. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, just let me know, and then, you know, I could push it for Monday, but like I said, I'd rather get started on it right away. That way we're not wasting any time, you know?
Okay, cool.
Yep. And then that way, probably by Tuesday, I already have, like, a website to show you guys. And, you know, then the website, what we do is, like, we'll interview you, get a general idea on what you want between 5 and 6. We'll come up with an initial draft. We ask you to send in, like, any logo that you have or photos of, like, before and after shots, and then we'll send you the initial draft, and then any changes you want to make, the hosting is a part of the package that I put you on, so you can continue to change it and customize it. So don't panic if, like, the first website they send you isn't exactly how you want it to look. You'd always call in and we can make revisions.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I just want to give you a heads up before we sign up, because I have guys that do that, you know, they'll call me back like 5 days later and like, what the heck? And I'm like, hey, wait, we're not done. We just wanted you to look at what we did so far.
Yeah,
you know?
And I get all that. Yeah, I was a town square promised this and that, and then we just weren't hitting those requirements 2-3 months in. And, you know, getting them on was pretty difficult. And so, and then when I called to cancel because they weren't meeting those requirements, I mean, I wasn't even, you know, my website wasn't even showing up on Google at all.
Yeah, you don't even have a Google business profile under this number, so I can't imagine they did very much, you know?
No, they didn't.
Kind of crazy.
Just to waste the money.
That's like
I've been
first
skeptical before.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'm pretty prone to like under promise, over deliver. So like if I tell you, hey, 5 to 7 days, it's probably because I expect it to be there in like 3 to 4. You know, but that's how you keep guys in my industry.
We do the same thing. Yeah, we say, it's going to take a week. We say 2 weeks. That's going to take a month. Yeah. Or say 6 weeks. Because if you say a month, then it takes longer than they're pissed. Or upset.
Exactly.
Yeah, it depends on the customer also. But
well, it's the truth. Yeah, you're 100% right. And our services are month to month. So it's like the only way we're going to keep guys coming back is if we're being transparent. You know, we're not making money unless you guys are making money. So it's like I don't want to tell you, hey, it's going to be sunshine and rainbows right away. But getting it set up right now, you know, and then coming into the peak time of the year, when you look back and evaluate this 2-3 months down the line, it's probably the best thing you could do for your business. I mean, honestly, it'll probably save you a lot of money too. You won't have to pay for each individual lead and, you know, you don't have to deal with what's going on with internet stuff.
Yeah.
You guys can focus on the clients.
I got away from NCC quite a while ago. I mean, we still have our profile with them, but the paying for the lead thing and getting sent to 8 people, we actually
horrible.
We got signed up with, it's actually, so Home Advisor was bought by Angie, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
One
of my clients sued them. One of my clients sued them.
Okay.
He got $1 million. Yeah. Yeah. He sued him.
We're listening.
If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, there's a couple of articles. They've been sued so many times. If you guys just look it up, there's so many different ones, you know, and there's even a section in there you could report them. I've had a lot of guys go in there and report, and then some of them get reimbursed, like, what they spent on, like, lead fees or, like, the annual cost.
Sure. Yeah, we've been pretty – they reached out to us because we had a high rating on Angie Leads, and basically we pay a set amount of premium each month, which is only $450, and it's supposed to be unlimited leads. Right, but the problem is it's been good up until I haven't gotten a lead since the 27th of last month. Not one lead.
Dang.
So I'm sorry.
So it just died off? Yeah. Well, I think they're kind of like, it's kind of like the casino, you know? They get you all hooked in the beginning, and then once they see you're hooked, then they're like, all right, on to the next, and then they just focus the leads on trying to get somebody else hooked, you know? So
100%. So we'll see how, because I'm understanding in the fact that things happen and so on and so forth. So, you know, there was a 2-week lull back by Halloween of this past year. So I'm just hoping this is a little lull. But business is still great for us. You know, just word of mouth. You know, we get in somewhere, we do a good job, and then we get the neighbors or 2 doors down.
Yeah.
And we just,
you're in a great area.
You know,
people are pretty cool.
Great. Right. Right.
Looking at some of the guys that are up there now, I mean, they're pretty consistent. All these, the 3 listings that I see, I mean, they're getting calls every day. I can't really speak on, like, how they're converting, you know what I mean? I'd have to, like, but I know they're getting calls every day, you know? So Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of customers because we don't really have any control over that.
Yeah, and it would be irresponsible to do that, you know, because you just couldn't, I mean, you know, you don't know.
Anybody that tries to promise you work that's not the actual homeowner, then they're lying to you. You know, that guy's going to do what he wants with his house and his money at the end of the day. We can't guarantee anything.
Right.
All right, so I have the business profile confirmed. I got the client interview scheduled between 5 and 6. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
I'm going to get my business card out. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I have to start. I'm going to be working with that bitch. Good luck.
Thinking I lost that. I won't pull out the Lord Ram LLC card. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, so it's 4427.
Okay.
3225.
Okay.
3829.
3829, okay.
6356.
6356, okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0229.
229, and then three-digit code on the back.
623.
623, okay. I know right now it's Taylor Rem. Is the business card just say that, or is there any middle initial, or does it have the business name on it?
So, actually, yeah, I'm glad you said something. So, I actually have my wife's debit card, and she has mine for some reason. So, it actually says my wife's name. It says, hey... Yeah, I know. It's,
I know the reason. I know the reason. I got a wife too. I know the reason she got yours. You got hers.
her name better. Is Haley. Exactly. Right. No shit. Haley. So H-A-L-E-Y.
Okay.
And then last name Lord L-O-R-D.
Okay. And does it have the business name on it?
It does. Lord, it has our LLC. Lord hyphen Rem, R-E-H-M, LLC.
Okay. Wait, you said Lord hyphen Rem, LLC?
Yep. That's our LLC. And then Midwest World Customs is a DBA.
Gotcha.
Under our LLC.
Gotcha. It makes the name change a lot easier, too.
100%. Yeah, just $50 DBA, you know.
Yeah. It's always good to have the LLC, like, with your name on it instead of a business name, because then it's just a headache. You got to go back, do it all over again once you switch the name, you know. Just DBA.
Yeah.
You're doing it the right
and
way.
And it's more expensive that way.
Yeah. Yeah, the invoice comes across with your LLC information on it, though, so that's good. You could always add it to your write-offs. Yeah. And get it back that way. Do you guys have a Facebook business profile yet for Midwest Square Customs?
We do.
Okay. And then are you running any Facebook ads through it?
We are not.
Okay. Platinum Package comes with ads. So if you want to, or comes with Facebook ads, so if you want to add us as a manager, they'll show you how to do that during the client interview between 5 and 6. You'll still have full access and control over everything. They just get in there to run the ads.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification because of the discounted pricing structure. So if I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Taylor. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Lord Rim LLC, or Midwest Square Customs.
There we go. And then can you please state your name and title? That's all good. Can you state your name and title within the company?
Sure. Taylor Rim, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Taylor, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything that you're currently on that has to do with this name, address, and phone number. But the reason we put that in there is because we're doing that name, address, and phone number cleanup for you. So, like, obviously after today, if you're going to add anything, you know, let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicate any listings with the wrong information.
I got you.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. I don't have you binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 22nd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. I've reduced the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99. It says when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to renew each month on the 22nd day, but you'll actually keep the discounted pricing structure of $299. So the first one's $398, and then each month after that, $299. It'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the 22nd day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So if you go to your text messages.
Okay.
All right. You have that text that says, Taylor, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email on file. And they'll say, like, please click here. Okay. Click on that. There's an outline of the agreement in writing there. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. It'll ask you to agree to SMS messaging and obviously verify that this was you, even though it's under Haley's name. And then you got to sign off on it. Okay.
Okay.
And then you're also going to have another form that'll come through for Google verification. You want to fill that out over
that's
the weekend.
Actually,
but
that's what I have, actually. That's what I just realized. I haven't got the text.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Yeah, I sent that one manually a bit ago. You can work on that one over the weekend. And it tells you right at the bottom, there's a box you want to check if you're missing anything in that verification. Just check the box that it's okay for us to three-way call you with the Google headquarters on the line so we could verify your listings over the phone. That might happen only because of the name change and everything. We have to verify it with them, but I think it should be okay.
Okay.
Just by submitting it. Okay. Did you get the terms and conditions now? It'll start. Okay. It should start with Taylor. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Looks like it came through 2 minutes ago. I'm going to resend it to you, so you might get a couple of them.
Maybe there were three texts in at once, and it's the first one sent. So yeah, I saw it. My bad.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so that one is the subscription terms. So right now, all I want you to focus on is sign those subscription terms and then be available for your client interview today between 5 and 6. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you an email that's going to have a username and password for a tracking system. They'll send you a YouTube video. It shows you how to use it and a link to the downloadable app. I don't know if you want to give that to Haley so she could kind of oversee it or if you want to download it, but it's a good tool to have because we want to start accumulating reviews from these jobs that you're getting. So if you go into that tracking system, you can just kind of type in their number as you're like wrapping up a job and it'll ask them about their experience and to leave that star rating. So it'll actually have like a live link hooked up to that Google business profile that we're building for you.
Gotcha. So that's the big thing that we really, really want and we're missing. And I have a ton of customers that I can reach out to and probably have 20 reviews like that.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, you could also, send it to old clients, you know what I mean? Just try to accumulate those reviews as much as we can because starting out, once we have you up there, that's going to be the only differentiator between you and the other guys that are up there is just you're not going to have those reviews built up because we're starting it all from scratch.
Okay, great. Okay, awesome. And then
I'm on home and get those 35 on your Google business profile. That would be amazing.
I can get a significant amount. You know how some people I probably won't hear back from that left me good reviews, but I have a lot of people who would be happy
to leave a review.
Yeah, if we could even just get like 10, 11 of them, you know, close to that five-star or five-star up there, that would do a lot of help, a lot of heavy lifting. Because the Google verification is already going to have a lot of credibility. Like once you fill out that form, they'll put a badge on your listing. It lets them know that you're a verified contractor. That way they know they're not hiring some guy from like Home Depot. You know what I mean?
I get it. The job we're working on now, you know, they hired this guy they met at Home Depot, and holy shit.
My dad's done it before a few times. He's a GC. He's been a GC my whole life, you know, so I don't blame him. And I used to get in the truck with him some summers, and we'd go get a couple of those guys, but, you know, they don't have them interact with the customer. You do all the client facing. Okay.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. All right. But I have your business profile squared away, so you're all set up, ready to rock. I'm looking forward to working with you. I sent you my direct number and extension, too, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, you can always reach me. We also have a 24/7 customer service department if it's on the weekends and I'm not in here.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Taylor. Well, I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you at 5.
Perfect. Look forward to it.
Love you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.